Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in. And you tuned in.
Sean Ross.
And you tuned in. And you tuned in.
Mean team in the building.
Mean team.
Sean Ross.
Mean team.
Sean Ross. Mean team in the building.
Tutu State and Omega Psi Phi, stand up.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
Hey, I want to welcome everybody to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. I have my brother. He's a Republican, doing good, and that's most important, he's my brother, Randy from Central Force Lodge, Wolf Force 21. He is in the building, Chicago's finest. I'm trying to tell you his team, his drive, his membership, his leadership in the community is far past none. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, give it up for the mouth of the Midwest, Chicago's finest, head of the Republican Party in the state of Chicago, from the African community, y'all give it up for my brother, my friend, Jimmy Lee Tillman. Welcome him to the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Sean Ross. It is definitely a pleasure to be back on your broadcast. Before I say anything, let me give a shout out to your Omega Sci-Fi brother, Mr. Franklin Roper. Listen, Frank, I know you're tuning in, and I like the fact you're checking in on your boy Jimmy Lee. See, Sean Ross, I got a lot of friends that's wondering why Jimmy Lee is going with the GOP. And people like Franklin Roper have been going back and forth. I can't understand. So I told him to tune in. I'm trying to answer his question. And big shout out to the great sociologist, Professor Donald Crump, who's been on my back every 5 minutes. And to answer your question, Crump, I told y'all to answer it live here. No, I will not roll with Donald Trump if he calls me a nigger, spits in my mama's face, and slaps me 10 times. Okay, Professor Crump, let's go, Sean Ross. Let's keep it live.
All right. Jimmy Lee. Hey, man, it's a pleasure and honor to have
yes,
you
sir.
In the building. Always. Again, I got to give it up. I got the best co-host in the world, random publicist for Jimmy Lee Tillman. Miss Lisa Stewart is in the building live and direct. She is a boss, a bossalini. Give it up for y'all for Miss Lisa Stewart in the building. What's up, sis?
Hey, out here hobbling back to L.A. from Atlanta, so I'm going to have a little car noise behind me.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, you know, we know you jet setting, and it's always a pleasure. And you know, we know we got my brother in the building, Jimmy Lee Tillman, definitely checking in. Yes, indeed. And I believe I have Miss Tasha. Tasha is in the building. Too, Tasha, is that you in the building? I got a couple of people from Atlanta, Georgia, said they was checking in. I'm trying to make sure if they're in the building. But Jimmy Lee. Now I know you had something you wanted to play. I'm gonna say, Jimmy Lee, go ahead and take charge. We want to hear this Anderson. I want to hear if Ebony can cue that up. I want to hear that right after this commercial break.
Well, all right, Sean, we'll see in the building. Alex Johnson coming up to you. Go ahead, do your thing.
Oh, you got it queued up.
Going
you ready?
I mean, you say now?
Well, yeah, we want to go to.
Oh,
okay. Let me go. Okay, go ahead. We'll make it happen right now. We ain't going to wait. We're going to jump right into it. Yes, sir.
Right,
I love you, Jimmy.
Okay,
just an FYI. You're my brother. Love.
I'm a tall man. You know how we do it, black man. Listen, the ratings got to be up. Let's get the ratings up. But listen, everybody, this is your boy Jimmy Lee. And I know y'all be tripping on me. I came on here last time, and we talked about the violence that was going on in Chicago. I mean, we got ICE here. We saw that. But a lot of you all, I know, didn't check out the GOP convention because y'all don't feel Trump. But I've always been the black community alone. We've been fighting on criminal justice for years. And I've been saying it, and people won't believe it. So just out of somebody's own words, Miss Alice Johnson, I'm going to play you for her little crime story, and we're going to come back to the show then. Give me your feedback on this. This is Alice Johnson, everybody. Check it out.
Good evening. I'm Alice Marie Johnson. I was once told that the only way I would ever be reunited with my family would be as a corpse. But by the grace of God and the compassion of President Donald John Trump, I stand before you tonight, and I assure you, I'm not a ghost. I am alive, I am well, and most importantly, I am free. In 1996, I began serving time in prison, life plus 25 years. I had never been in trouble. I was a first-time nonviolent offender. What I did was wrong. I made decisions that I regret. Some say, you do the crime, you do the time. However, that time should be fair and just. We've all made mistakes. None of us want to be defined forever based on our worst decision. While in prison, I became a playwright, a mentor, a certified hospice volunteer, an ordained minister, and received the Special Olympics Event Coordinator of the Year Award for my work with disabled women. Because the only thing worse than unjustly imprisoning my body is trying to imprison my mind. My transformation was described as extraordinary. Truth is, there are thousands of people just like me who deserve the opportunity to come home. I never stopped fighting for my freedom. My Christian faith and the prayers of so many kept hope alive. When President Trump heard about me, about the injustice of my story, he saw me as a person. He had compassion. And he acted. Free in body thanks to President Trump, but free in mind thanks to the Almighty God. I couldn't believe it. I always remembered that God knew my name even in my darkest hour, but I never thought a president would. When I was released on June 6, 2018, I ran across that road and hugged my grandchildren for the first time. I'll never forget that feeling. And then I remembered the promise I had made to the men and women I left behind, that I would never stop fighting for them, and I haven't. I'm using my voice to tell their stories, and I pray that my face reminds you of those forgotten faces. 6 months after President Trump granted me a second chance, he signed the First Step Act into law. It was real justice reform, and it brought joy, hope, and freedom to thousands of well-deserving people. I hollered hallelujah. My faith in justice and mercy was rewarded. Imagine getting to hug your loved ones again and to think this first step meant so much to so many. I can't wait because we're just getting started. The nearly 22 years I spent in prison were not wasted. God had a purpose and a plan for my life. I was not delayed or denied. I was destined for such a time as this. I pray that you will not just hear this message, but that you will be inspired by my story and your compassion will lead you to take action for those who are forgotten. That's what our president, Donald Trump, did for me. And for that, I will be forever grateful. God bless you. God bless President Trump. And God bless America. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just want to give y'all the feeling of the First Step Act and somebody, one of us, how they felt to be free under number 45. You ain't got to hate them.
Wow, that was very interesting. That was very inspirational. And I don't think that that has to do with any party, though. My thing is that I think that's just an act of God. God used anybody. God will use.
Well, listen, amen, you're right about that. But it's called the Criminal Justice Reform Act. And it's a law, and there's more people being released from this act. All I'm saying is, now she was, quote-unquote, accused of drugs, the crack cocaine, the disparity law that we've always been trying to get rid of, that we've been asking presidents since Joe Biden put it into effect. We've been asking many presidents to get rid of it. And I'm just saying our president got rid of it. That's a nice little lady, Miss Alice Johnson, who almost had life in prison.
Miss Alice Johnson.
Got out to your grandkids. Alice Johnson. She has
that,
a book
that,
out
that's
right
beautiful.
Now.
I got it. Okay. All right. Yeah.
I got more women now. I mean, go ahead.
Are we doing a Republican show tonight? Is this a Republican?
Say that one more.
Are we having conversations about issues that's going on in the black community? How about that?
Well,
how about what's going on in the country?
Let's do that. I just wanted to play.
Cause Chicago. What are we doing in Chicago?
Yep. Well, let me tell you what I'm doing in Chicago. You go on my webpage. I'll tell you first, but for those of you out there listening, you can go to www.martinlutherkingrepublicans.com and check out my quarterly report. And I'm telling you what the violence I've been doing in Chicago. But I'm going to go backwards. Last time I was on the show, I discussed the problem that we're having with the Latinx community and the black community because of the sanctuary city we have, and I was playing extras about some things out of cars, beating us up. So last time I talked about that, I had many press conferences, and I made an outcry to my president, and I called for ICE to come down here. And through ICE, he signed the Operation Legend program, which got about 1,000 gang members and about 600 Latin people out deported or out the spot. We got sitting all off the street, you know what I'm saying? It's a dent. It's a dent that's going on right now, but we have done a minor dent in that. I'm also I'm back in the blue. I know people trip on me saying like that because I know how black folks and police officers be going on right now, but we're not defunding the police. And I stood up against the powers that be here, the mayor and the county people, because I wanted them to bring the county sheriff and the state troopers in here because our police are overworked. You know, they get man too many hours and they not even patrolling the black community. So I figure that since we elect the sheriff, Every city elects a sheriff in their county. If you got crime, you see the sheriff, he's accountable to the voters, not the police commander, not the police chief. So I call the sheriff, like, oh, homeboy, grandma elected you. They can't go on the front porch. I got a sheriff now coming in Chicago, just as the police officer. That's what we're doing right here. It's in the quarterly report that I put out there. My last victory that I had was preventing the police are being funded out the police, out the schools here in Chicago, because at the time, they're trying to remove the police out of Chicago public schools. Now, I know some of y'all listeners might be saying, yeah, but we just had a bunch of mass shootings not too long ago with kids running up and down these schools, shooting up schools. So, it's not a good time. Here in Chicago, we got a good gang problem. The police are put in here in our public schools because gangs are coming up in here. So, we should forget about the past to just eradicate, just this new grand and glorious future. So what I've been doing in Chicago, I've been fighting the fighting to the police, make sure we got adequate protection in our schools. I've been make sure that we got adequate police protection up in the city. I've been asking for ICE to come get these illegal immigrants up out of here because, we got a sanctuary city. I got that. I got the DEA. I got the FBI. I got the ATF up here to move all the guns. That's it, Jimmy D. Check the webpage out, www.MartinLutherKingRepublicans.com. Our quarterly report is up there. Most of the things we're doing, you check our press releases out. And just Google Jimmy Lee Kilman. Just Google Jimmy Lee Kilman, and most of these stories I'm telling y'all right now is under the name. Just Google your boy, Jimmy Lee Kilman, and these stories, the newsletters, and press conferences should pop up.
Okay.
So when you talk about the violence in Chicago. Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry.
It should be in Chicago. Chicago should be everybody's focus point. Because our kids are dying.
I agree.
Whether they die by their own hands or police, it needs to be handled. But it has to be done a proper way. And I don't think Trump is your Lord and Savior that's going to do that for you. Even though it sounds like you do.
It sounds like you guys
are putting him on a pedestal like he's Jesus Christ himself. So I think we need to rethink that part and understand what you need to do yourself without depending on this man. Because everything you said was like, oh, Trump. Trump is not doing it for you. You're down there doing it for you.
But that is true. But I'm using the tools that are available to me. You see, as a citizen of the United States of America, which I am, I use my government to work for me, which I am using. I can call upon the government to react upon a situation. So I'm using, I'm an American citizen. I use the government. And so most people want to, you got to use the tools that are given to me. And that's what I'm doing. I mean, during the last presidential administration, these problems persisted.
I just want you to understand that you're doing it.
These problems persisted.
Don't give somebody else your glory. But
yes, I'm
doing
it. Oh, listen. No, you're right. I'm doing it. I just had the attorney general here today. You can check the press conference out. I didn't have it. They did cut me out. But I had him here today to talk about Operation Legend. And most of y'all people just look at Operation Legend that is going on right now in most major cities. Right now, they rescued some females in Cleveland, some rescued girls. We never talk about the children that got rescued in Cleveland through Operation Legend. They're in Detroit, Michigan right now. Matter of fact, if I use the numbers in Detroit, let me see where my numbers at. Right now, people in Detroit, 32% crime is down since Operation Legend came in full effect. In Chicago, the government are in these major cities because people are asking for them. Now, I say again, the crime is crazy here. And the problem that's not going to address, the problem that people are not addressing is when the violence hits and how it hits. You want to do some tracking and tracing. Like in Chicago, now, I want to make it Democrat-Republican, but I'm going to make it Democrat-Republican because I live under Democratic rule. There ain't no Republicans here in Illinois, straight up, just me. But so where I'm at right now, our county state attorney doing the COVID-19 atrocity felt that the prisoners that were in the system might get affected. So let me let them out. There are people who are waiting on their cases in jail who are out on the streets now. Some of these violence that you're seeing being perpetrated on these citizens, some of these citizens are innocent, some of them not innocent. Some of these citizens are witnessing cases that these criminals that are in jail who are out of jail now. So a lot of these people are being eradicated. You're not going to hear that story because it goes on the fact that why are you putting these criminals out here? It also goes on the fact that why in most of these major cities that the police are being overran. If you tell these police to stand down, why all of a sudden you tell the police to stand down all of a sudden? I'm not saying it's coordinated, but you can look at the situation. But we can always, they're going to put it on black on black on black, and most of it is black on black, And to me, black people, we're getting police brutality confused with police homicide. There's a problem with police brutality in our black community. There's more police brutality than there are police death in our community. And everything is getting jumbled. Everything is getting confused. Everything is getting erased. Every life is important, ladies and gentlemen. Every life is important. But let's say five this year. But how much brutality has been going on? That's the problem. Every black person got a problem with brutality more than the killing, but the defunding police problem. You got to look the internal problem. You got the letting of criminals out early on the street, and these are all in major cities. You can look at you go back to your news, they're attracted. This is not what I'm saying. Is not no mystery. So all I'm doing, ladies and gentlemen, is using what I have at hand. Because when you say he's not a savior, I agree with you. Because the same problems every Friday or every Thursday, the last administration, somebody was getting shot. And we were upset about it. I know our frustrations right now are pulling over because we got an excuse to use Donald Trump. We kept our mouth shut during the last administration. I'm not crossing nobody out of like that. But what I'm saying is that when you utilize the government to work for you, you can get things done. And what I've done earlier was list out the things that I myself and my organization are trying to do to eradicate the problem. And if my Democratic governor or my Democrat, now I'm not shitting on because or mayor because of Democratic spot, cannot work with the president because he's Republican and feel the same way as most of the callers, everybody else still out there, then I'm not going to get nothing done. Ain't nothing going to happen for the citizens of the city because my elected officials here have a problem with the leader of the free world. Now, I'm just utilizing my rights as a citizen because I recognize that I am a citizen. First step is Black America, reclaim your citizenship. This is your country. You say it ain't your country. Then you don't get treated as it's your country. When I say it's my country, I'm a citizen, then I get all the rights and benefits that come with my citizenship. I don't deny my citizenship. I use my citizenship. I don't teach my kids that they're not citizens. I don't teach my kids that they're not American. My grandfather, right. My uncles, my cousins, they all fought for many wars in here. They fought for this country, too. So I'm saying my family bled for this country just like their family bled for this country. And so what I'm doing, like you all should do, you all can utilize your attorney general, your elected official,
right.
Stop crime in your city. You all go to your county
you're absolutely
because they're accountable
right.
to you.
And that goes for Democrats or Republicans, whoever in office. What we have
that's
to do
true.
Is become stronger to use them, period. And that's a good
right.
point for me because I'm actually getting ready to start running a program to get young youth to vote. You know, either party because, you know, I think, like, I'll tell you, there's some things right on the Republican side. There's some things right on the Democratic side. They need to come together, old politics, where they can go across the board, and whoever got the best idea, let's just run with it. Don't matter what color they're wearing, red or blue. But for our community, we do need to utilize. We never utilize any of our government. Whether they was, then we'll say, oh,
yeah.
The Democrats didn't do anything for us. Are the Republicans didn't do anything for us, whatever. Nobody's going to do that for you until you speak up and ask and make them do it. By
that's
voting.
True.
Wow.
And being active.
That is
that's
absolutely true.
True.
So
that's
that
true.
That is
we
the point
on our
to
hands.
Me for this whole election. Yep.
Right.
Wow.
You see, the
yeah,
problem
I wonder,
is
I wonder what you're
a lot of y'all anger.
Go ahead.
See, but what I'm saying is,
no,
like I said, I voted for Obama. Don't get it twisted. I was Republican and I backed Obama. I got Obama in the Senate. I backed him in the president. So this ain't no like Jimmy Lee hates Obama. You know, I got pictures been in my crib. This ain't nothing like that. But thank people out there in this radio land. I do know Obama. People say that shit. I do know Obama. I couldn't get a call or letter or no response. I barely know Donald Trump. I got letters from this guy. I done got phone calls back from this guy. I done been on Mike Pence. I done got ideas for this guy. I done pushed HBCU funding. I've been doing that for what I'm saying is. I feel like I'm not saying y'all should love Trump. But when you play the game of I got you in, can you do something for me? And you say no, then my game is okay, I'm moving on. So then if the next guy give me something because I asked him something, then I'm going to keep asking for something so I get something until you say no. I'm not going to sit around and say, hey, Pharaoh, I'm mad at you, so I'm going to say nothing, and we're all going to starve. I ain't going to ask for nothing because I ask for something that's going to make you look good. So I'm going to sit here on my hands and not ask for nothing. I let my people suffer just because I don't want you to look good. That's slave mentality, and I'm not a slave. I know if you're in power, your job is to do X, Y, Z, do X, Y, Z. Matter of fact, I voted for you. I told him in a letter, hey, dude, I voted for you, bring him, and he did it. No half and but I put the letter up so y'all can all see it. I said, they might have voted for you, but I did. They got Latinos chilling blacks in the street. Last time I was on the show, the next day I wrote the letter. A week later, they was in here. Then it blew my son's mind. It slipped my son became Republican overnight. Like, you got a response. I got a response. Because I told my son, you utilize the government, run from it. We all citizens. the mistake we make, I'm not American. Then who are you and where are you going to go? What you going to do? Did your family fight for this country? Did anybody in your family fight for this country? You know, anybody, did anybody, what you going to do? You going to play the game, lose your citizenship, lose your birthright? Let me give you a minor example. We all know people in the military, whether it's National Guard, what have you. Most of us didn't take that opportunity. We ain't got the free medical for the rest of our lives. We ain't going to get a check for the rest of our lives. We ain't going to go to school for free. We ain't going to get no housing. We don't get nothing. They told us, don't go there. Don't be a part of the situation. Don't be a part of America. That's your country. You sit there for 2 years, don't do nothing except for the rest of your life. We tell your kids don't go there. See, the game they play with us, the mind tricks they play with us, keep us in slavery. You see? I mean, there's so many benefits that we deny ourselves because we do not take our benefits of citizenship properly. We think it's cool to be anti-American. That's here. Where you going to go? Where are you going to go? What you going to do? You going to leave it? When you leave here, you scream America, you get all the benefits when you leave the country as an American. You know they treat you like a superstar. But over here, none of them my country. This ain't my country. Who country is it? You see, that's the game plan they played on all of us.
Yeah.
They freed you, and they said it ain't yours. You believed it. And as soon as you said it's mine, what could they have said? Nothing. So you take ownership. You see, my disappointment is I had a guy look like me. I knew me. Trayvon Martin died. The reason I can't breathe, every week. We didn't do nothing because we didn't want to embarrass the brother, and we know that. So all this displaced anger that we're having now, I can understand that. You need to release it, but you ain't got to tear the community up. You ain't got to take police from grandma. You ain't got to take police from the girl getting beat across the street. No. See, you got to think. You're reacting to some old,
I
hate
America
speech.
I want to ask you a question about
that. My country. Go on ahead, black woman. Go on ahead.
Oh, sorry. Because out here, you know, I'm in California, currently
right.
in Atlanta today, but from California. But
right.
in California, it was not black people breaking the windows. We were watching, and the news actually caught it, and the news actually had to say it was not us tearing up stuff. But and then this time, that's why it didn't happen in the hood in L.A. If you notice, it happened in Beverly Hills, in downtown, where the rich people are, because we did not tear up this time. We learned from Rodney King, of course. But and then we also learned, like, hey, we need to go where they are and hit their stuff. That was a different thing. So in L.A., it didn't happen that way. I don't know what happened in Chicago, who was tearing up what, but they had people infiltrating to tear up stuff just to make sure that the news would be like, okay, all these black people acting like animals. Look at them tearing up stuff. And they'll show you one person that will loop it and keep showing the same person. So I don't know if that was happening in your state, but that was happening in California.
It was the same here in Chicago. It was the same in Chicago because Black Lives Matter is ran by Jeff Bezos and Apple. And they had, it was white faces because I was on my block, 47th Street, with golf clubs, shotguns, ready to shoot the next white boy came across the street. So I saw the blacks and whites doing something together, looting and robbing. I saw that. They tore our community up. They tore the whole spot up. But here, it's because Amazon wants to be the big guy in town. You see, because you tear everything up on the 31st, by the time the first come up, where you're going to shop at, everything is shut down. I mean, white folks lost everything, black folks lost everything. So the only person that made money, the only person making money in Chicago is Jeff Bezos. Because you can't
Jeff
get nothing
Bezos.
Nowhere. But
yeah.
Jeff Bezos, the dude who's fronting Black Lives Matter, who got all these people tearing up the windows, and you're shutting plants for no apparent reason, because he knows you're only going to go one place to shop, and that's there. It's a hoax. It's a sham to get us all riled up. They're using the anger of the black community and the hatred that they think that they know we have for our country, and they're using that. And that's the problem.
Correct.
Because I blame myself. JJ, little brother, Michael Evans told me that the army was no place for a black man. He told me that. I told my kids a black man no place for. I mean, I bought that shit. I bought the lie. You know? But then again, I look at my life and say, if I would have went for those 2 years, 4 years, I got Medicare for life. If anything go wrong, I'm straight.
Yeah.
I got a check for the rest of my life. What do you mean? I can get a buy me a house. Why am I saying my government don't do nothing for me if I just do something for my government? I mean, it's things they say you have to do. It's how they keep you a nigger. You see? And
right.
I ride Trump to show my freedom. See, listen, I ride Trump to show my, this is my freedom. I'm not a nigger. I can move the other way. Yeah, I can do other things. I can see other things. And I'm using my accomplishment to show people that I'm getting shit done. I got the HBCU
right.
funding. I was behind that. We got this. I mean, there's things that we've got. We even got police and justice reform. There's things that we've been asking for that we're not going to see that we got because we're mad who gave them. I can understand that. But I see it.
And it's not necessarily about. Here's the thing. With me, personally, and I'm sorry, son.
Right.
I'm not saying that he's never done anything good, but the way we are leading right now, this country is wide open. When you divide and conquer, and he is dividing and conquer, because I'm sure you listen to those speeches and you hear the same words I hear. Those are not edited. They're not putting a voiceover on him. Those are words coming out of his mouth. Which, you know, we're all educated people here. We know what
he's saying. And conquer,
but he's doing what he does best.
But there's two sets of people. There's those who are tearing the country up who always want to do it. And there's those like you that wonder why they're tearing the country up. What do you mean? You're not in the street. It's that you don't have a love for Trump, but you ain't on the street with a hammer breaking up. He didn't advise you.
Right.
The sets of people that are operating the show division. See, they're showing this to make people believe that there's a vision.
Well, let me tell you, though.
Because, go ahead.
I consider myself a professional educated woman, right? I was running a high-end
mm-hmm.
HOA. This little, and I'm just giving you the story of how life is, for real, with police and whoever. We had
right.
this little young white girl. She broke through the gate following one of my residents and said he cut her off. And she was holding him hostage, blocked his garage so he couldn't come out. We go over there. She calls the police. She says, a bunch of black people attacking me. You know the LAPD came with their guns out. I'm in a business suit. I'm standing with the security guard dressed as security. They came out. My white residents had to run out to save my life. And I know I didn't look like no thug. I know that I didn't show them any threatening manner. And they still was like, okay. Even though she told them I was the manager of the whole community, they were still like, oh, get on your knees. So, you know, when I say, and I think sometimes Black Lives Matter use the wrong wording, because defund is not what we need. We need reform. Defund is not
right.
what we need. I do agree
right.
that we can't be without police. I'm not that crazy. But
we can.
They
right,
do.
Right,
need,
right.
We do need to hold their feet to the fire, because here's the thing, and I know this for a fact, if my son kills 20 people, if he a hardcore murderer, whatever, you know, I'm going to be like, look, you're going to have to go turn yourself in, because I'm not going to say he's right just because he's black, just because he's the same as me. I'm not going to say anybody is right just because they're black. All right, if I work a job and I'm a police, I'm supposed to be able to say that other officer was wrong. Not, oh, keep the code and don't go against us. Because you can, it's possibly only like, just like, you know, in every hood, there might be three really bad people and everybody else is normal. But the three really bad
right.
everybody else look bad. And that's how the police say it. They're like, oh, well, we know John over here, he's a hardcore killer, so the rest of them must be too. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's the same thing with the police. That's how we're thinking with the police. Because if you can't come out and say, hey, my partner did something wrong, and I'm not going to cover up evidence, I'm not going to get involved in that, because I took an oath, serve every citizen, not just certain citizens, then that would solve the problem. Because it's probably everybody's part, and I believe that it's only a few bad apples. I don't believe the whole bunch is bad.
That's
no,
true.
I think it's a few bad apples.
I believe that
for
too.
Sure. But they need to be held accountable.
Listen, that is true. You see, and I, let me see, it's funny we're on a good show. This is Sean Ross, great show today. Let me give you something. If you Google Jimmy Lee again, I spoke with the police, in front of the police. And I said what you just said. And This happened. I don't know if y'all saw this earlier, but there was a big police confrontation with Black Lives Matter in Grant Park and a Columbus statue. And they were attacking cops with PCs, and they just attacking. The cops didn't do nothing. I mean, shots to the cops. They didn't do nothing. And so they wanted to take the statue down. So it gave the Black Lives Matter gave all black community a bad rep. So me and my group went down there because the police had a rally. They allowed me to speak. And I said what you said. I told them the black community don't like good cops. The black community don't like bad cops. And that's the problem. You know, we know 1% gets on TV and give a bad opinion of all of y'all. I told them, listen, I get stopped by the cops from being bullshit. Because I know the problem ain't more killing, it's more harassment and brutality. You see?
Right.
And
that's what I said, they need to work on their training because those are bullies that took those jobs. If you look at their background and their psychological profiles, those are bullies.
Right.
And they need that power rush.
And that's the argument that's getting lost. You see, when I was coming up, the argument was police brutality, not police murders. You see, and now because of the anger that we had by all the police officers getting off during the Obama administration, and they have been being locked in doing Trump. I'm not trying to apples and oranges. We're not seeing it because we're conditioned to know they're getting off. We know they're going to get off. And so we know there's no justice. So we're not paying attention to when we get justice or even when we get reform. And all I'm saying is, yeah, you can hate Trump, but goddamn it, we got police reform. They outlawed everything we've been asking for, we're getting, but we're not hearing it through the noise. And I'm not saying, hey, go vote for Trump. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying
here's my problem
this time
with that.
In history. Go on ahead.
Yeah.
Go on ahead.
Here's my problem with that. You'll say, okay, here's Trump. He plays the line, right? He's on the fence. What he does, he reaches out to whatever base it is to get them to react. So he'll say, okay, I'm going to give you reform. Then over here, he's like, we send in the military to kill these animals. They're not going to move into your neighborhood. You're not, basically, when he says you're not moving into the suburb, he's talking about blacks and Latinos. We know that. Those are the undesirables that he's talking about to his racist base.
See, let me hear why he said that. See, there's a lot of things. See, blame me. I'm going to tell y'all out there on Real Talk.
I'm
going to
blame you
because me for a lot of.
He's about to sit on
I'm
going to
tell you. I'm
going to
tell you.
People.
I'm going to tell you. Yeah. I'm going to tell you because I'm going to tell you why you blame me on that, on a suburban hookup, right? Because in Chicago, in Cook County, there are a lot of people that moved out. Let's do R. Kelly event. Out there, I was at R. Kelly and the nice little parks and the Richardson parks. I don't know if you've been out here, Sean, but you know, outside of Chicago, outside of Harvey,
right.
We got good areas. And so what happened was they started tearing down the projects. Now, you got somebody like where R. Kelly live at, and they didn't put some like housing projects out there, right? Now, here's the funny part. Just because he said, we don't want the Section 8 people to move in the suburbs, black folks automatically think it's them. They don't realize.
Oh, no,
how
he went a little deeper than that. He went a little deeper than that.
Hold on, I'm saying listen.
He was
Chicago,
like undesirable and blah, blah, blah.
But listen, in Chicago, the problem was that there are a lot of illegal immigrants living, like I said, this all came in my letter about what I told them they're doing in the shot. And I told them that a lot of black homeowners out in Cook County are tired of illegal immigrants getting Section 8 and moving out there in their property. Now, people look at, let me tell you something, here's buzzwords on black folks. Welfare, Section 8. Not realizing white folks and SA is dominated. We ain't on it. They think they got laws to get us off it. We scratch our ass, we scratch our ass, we out Section 8, We would have two babies get on welfare. They can have a ton of babies and get a number ahead of you. But because we're looking at trigger words, thinking they're us, not realizing that it's them. I go here. And they say, we remove X amount of people from welfare, black folks automatically think it's them. No. We got the legal immigrants office. You know, it's hard to get on welfare. Like, it ain't that easy no more. They ain't giving that $5 no more. They be giving the welfare that they give their face. See, it's not us. But we,
right.
They make us work for the money. They make us go to school for the money. See, it's not us. You see, but our mindset is programmed to think poverty, to think low class. Then we hear things like that, it's automatically up. How many blacks are mad that FA's got a 6-8 number they don't like, and they've been waiting for years they can't get one? Years they can't get one. I'll go here. Not even on the FA is an African. Anybody that come across on the border, they ain't a black American, get ahead of a black American, been over 9 years, and they know it, and you know it too. I'm not telling
you
no,
I do.
I do. What I'm saying is, our mindset is programmed that it's up, and it's not up. But I'm saying you got to look
and
at
it. Believe me, here's where I am. I agree with just about everything
right.
you said. But I don't think, and this is me, I don't think that this one man made it all happen. Like I said, it's Jimmy Lee making it happen. Jimmy Lee, you'll have that same power with everybody because that's who you are. That's what you push for. And that's what I just don't want people to believe that one person, even Biden. Biden's not going to lead us out. You know, he's not leading us to the promised land. We want to get to the promised land. We got to get ourselves there, period. And I'm not giving anybody
that
credit for getting me there. I'm going to put in the work, and I'm not going to be
on.
Like, oh, Trump is my savior and he saved my life.
That is
oh, Biden's my savior and he saved my life. I'm going to do it myself. Because I got a 14-year-old son
that
is surviving
true.
This world. Yeah. And that,
that
that's
is
just
true.
My
Let me
point.
Give you an example.
Because to me, go ahead.
Let me give you an example. Tell your 14-year-old son about Jimmy Lee's greatest hero. Jimmy Lee's greatest hero is Frederick Douglass. You see, that's my hero ever since I was a little boy. Give him a Frederick Douglass autobiography. Let him look on YouTube. Let him study a man who was a slave, couldn't read, talked about a read, ran away, came up north, realized there's free blacks up north, couldn't get married to this woman, had to run away to get a fucking freedom. Then this man go meet Lincoln. Talk Lincoln. Talk Lincoln. Hey, boy, homeboy, listen. You got to go to war for this shit. You see, Lincoln don't get credit. Listen, Frederick Douglass does not get credit for freeing black America like they give to Lincoln. But Frederick Douglass showed everybody, I'm going to use this Constitution. I'm going to use the powers that be. And he brought a whole country, a whole regiment to go fight for the freedom of black folks. You see, he talked it into them. See, I mean, yeah, he might get the credit, but I'm just saying you use the powers that be. Let me come back a little forward to my man, Reverend Martin Luther King, who I named my organization after. You see, he used the Constitution. He used the citizenship just to get the laws that we had. He used the powers that be, how rich they may be, to make sure we had the law because he gave us the Interstate Commerce Act. That's how we can sit at restaurants. We ain't going to change nothing. We're going to use the laws that we got at hand. We'll use the Constitution. And he used the Constitution, something that we don't use. You recognize our citizenship. In fact, he used our citizenship and the Constitution to charge us America, and we got what we wanted because he showed America we're citizens, just like you, homeboy. And see, and then once we got that power, they tricked us again to realize we ain't shit, we ain't citizens no more. Get off that. And here we are right now. You look at the worst of us.
Right, we're back
where
we
said. The least of us. And our mindset. And as soon as somebody come and say, that ain't your mindset, that nigga's crazy. So he said, hold on, let this country, are you a fool? This is your country. I can't go nowhere but Mississippi and Alabama. I can't go to Africa. I can't go that far.
Well, let me
16, 19, more than any hunky up in here, Mississippi, Alabama. So let your son read Frederick Douglass. Let him know about our leaders. Let him know about College E. Woodson. Let him know about the father of African American history. Let him know about things that we should know about Black History Month. We don't teach our kids that to show a real struggle and how it is to learn
and
how to
that's
read.
What I think is missing.
And what this country,
what
and what this country
is, missing.
And what we did for this country and who we are in this country. We ain't no rappers. We as a race, our generation, are not telling our children what we can accomplish in less. People got hung to go out and vote, shot to go out and vote, houses run out to vote, they tell you there's a disease out there and they didn't go vote. But back in the day, they told you, nigga, we'll kill your ass and we still went out and vote. We'll burn your house down, we still went out and vote. Right now, they tell you the imaginary disease and we're getting all scared. All I'm saying is we're a whip generation. Our people did more with less. And we got more, and we can't even do less. That's all I'm saying. And it's because we deny ourselves our American citizenship. I ain't no time. I'm an American. And when I die, they're going to bury me in America. In the discussion. So you're going to find me, they're going to look at me, Jimmy, he's American. Not the African. I mean, does that mean you're an African? I might be Indian. I don't know. All I know is me and you and most of us are talking to, we are a genetically created individual. When they made us, when I say they made us on a plantation, one man, eight chicks, more babies, rejuvenated, we was made. You see, we was made. Once you realize that they made us a certain way, we was made. You see, one man, five girls, 10 girls, who your daddy, your mama gone, your baby gone. The institution of being a family is probably 150 years old in our race here in America. We just learn how to get married, and now we don't even practice art of marriage. I mean, we don't even try to do things to hold on things together. We so far advanced that we were less advanced. We value reading, you know what I'm saying? We value thinking. Now we don't even value those things. Just tell me what to do. Tell me what to think. Tell me what to read. This guy is thinking like me. Why? Because I'm not reading. We don't have no more Baldwins. We don't have no more intellectuals. You see, anytime somebody come up with a different idea, he's cast down upon because he's not on the plantation. There's nothing that I'm saying that's saying, hey, everybody come over here. I'm a free thinker. I can see the game. You know, if there's nothing I'm telling anybody who's listening to me, it's a lie. There's no lies here. It's just that instead of focusing on police murders here in America, let's focus on routine harassment. Because we get harassed every day. We get brutalized every day. That right now, those are going unreported. That's just what's the point of the world. It's just that if it shoots you or stun gun you, it was a good copy. It was a good arrest. Black Lives Matter, Antifa every day, death to America, burn flags, rah, rah, rah. Come on, niggas, back on the plantation. Groupthink. Instead of using the powers that are at hand, to get what we need. And I'm going to just say these things. Your boy been working on police reform. We got that. Criminal justice reform. We got that. APC funding. We even got investment in black communities. These things we got. Even low insulin because there's a high diabetes rate in the black community. We got $500 million in debt loans. Just got erased from black college. We got capital funding stuff for black college. I mean, there's things that we're getting that your children and grandchildren are going to appreciate it. And they're going to read in the history book the things that I'm saying now. After all the fog has cleared, after all the hatred has moved out the way, because at the end of the day, you got to deal with the person who's in charge. You can't do nothing but deal with the person who's in charge. And we as black people know that if master dies, we got to deal with the next master and hope he's going to be good. That's just how our race deal with it. We're not going to deal with it all our lives here in America. And so we just got to hope master give us a good blanket. Master give us a good sheet. Once you understand that, and hope master give you HBCU funding. Hope master. That's how we. So let's be real here in America. And I'm saying, when we had a black master, all our pain that we're feeling right now, that we're bidding on Trump, came under his hand, and we know it. Again. Trayvon Martin killer.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, Jimmy Lee, we got. I just want.
Go get Zimmerman right now. Okay, go ahead, Solly.
Hey, Jimmy Lee, Jimmy Lee, come on. I want to be remarkable. I guess they checked in. They got a group out of Atlanta, Georgia. They are definitely in the building. They've been patient. I just want to get their viewpoints. And this young lady, I just want to, first off, before I bring her, I want to thank everybody on Roku. I want to thank all the people at Apple TV. I want to thank everybody at Android. And I want to thank everybody at Blog Talk Radio for allowing the Real Sean Ross Live Radio talk show and jam session to be a float e-water radio station. And its staff, we want to say thank you for being able to be informative to have brothers like Jimmy Lee in the building. And I love a Tillman. I'm a Tillman. And I want to just get this lady Tosh out of Atlanta, Georgia, her and her cousins, they're listening to the show, just to get her input. I mean, she's one of a very, 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 very wise young lady, and I want to salute her business. Made a pineapple upside down, came from me, Jimmy Lee Tillman, and it was the bomb diggity. So, ladies and gentlemen, always welcome to the show. Anytime she comes, my platform is hers. Miss Tosha Jordan in the building. What's up, Tosha? Are you there? Are you here? Now they just give you a hell of an intro. I don't hear you. Tosha, take your phone off mute. Now, you in here. I see you in here. You don't mind. Tosha, are you there? Well, for some very strange reason, she ain't moving. Jim, I just got to play 30 seconds of this, and I got to bring you back on. I got to, you know, take us down,
thing,
from days.
Things
that we used to do at Central
State.
It's
about the ratings.
I just want to just take you back. Yes, sir.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, Jimmy, Tillman, welcome back. And the LAT,
yes,
I see them on the line,
sir.
But I guess now I'm going to have to get my cousin on. My cousin's going to put her in the trunk. Yeah. Don't have me do no intro. And you don't be on the line? Oh, no, we don't do that. Where we do that at? I'm going to tell my cousin. Alpine, hey, get your people right. Get your people right. All right. Hey, you know how people say they want to, you know, you try to do what you can to support everybody, man. And we're going to continue to do what we do. And I want to thank your radio station, your platform, Jimmy Lee, to be a beacon of light on my show. You know, we always have different opinions. It's okay to have different opinions. But we can continue to love everybody and love for what it's worth and strive as African-American community. You know, make our next move our best move. Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Well, let's get our shout out. Let me get a shout out to my man in Columbus, Chavez Moment at the Barber Zone. If you need a cut, call him up. He got the little transportation service at Columbus, Ohio. And big up to my man, Cleon Joyner, federal aid worker out there, who's going to be pushing those mail-in ballots out there. So if you go mail the ballots in Ohio, which you shouldn't do, Cleon, make sure they get their ballots out there mailing. And Frank Roper, the Victor Omega Side 5, my man, Sean Ross, brother, listen. Thank you for keeping it real.
No, brother. Frank Roper.
And let me give another shout-out to Professor Don Trump, the sociologist. Listen here. Keep studying Jimmy Lee. Keep studying him, and you'll see that Jimmy Lee is on a path of freedom, everybody. And you can check me out at JimmyLee2DC.com. That's where you want to know about me and how I get down and see what's really going on. But the movement is the www.MartinLutherKingRepublicans.com. I got my quarterly report out there. Let you know what we got going on. And, you know, I've got a press conference coming on this Friday, which I'm trying to see if I can get the state legislators here and the county commissioners here and the aldermen to sign my little pledge to not defund the police and to declare Antifa a terrorist organization and give them a fair time. We're doing that Friday. That's going to be next coming up right here. But that's what your boy doing. I'm utilizing what I got to get what I want. It's all about the power, people. We got the power.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the L.A.? Miss L.A.?
There it is. Oh, L.A. stopped. She had to take a commercial break. Yeah, she had to drive off to take care. She just flew in from Atlanta.
We got 3 minutes. Listen, Lisa Stewart. I'm going to need y'all on my show. Y'all got to come do my show. And listen, this is the best conversation we had with her. And like I said, one more. If I talk to her once more, she's going to vote for Trump. She has no other choice. Because here's the funny part.
Okay, we're going to see this.
In 3 minutes, I'm saying. Listen, the 3 minutes I'm saying right now, everybody, we was talking about police brutality and the deaths. And like she said, police came, harassed her. They harassed me. They harassed you. But let's look at why they do the harassment. It's because of the drug act that your boy Biden put in effect. That took away our First Amendment rights of search and seizure, which is illegal. You see, they can't stop and illegally search and seize us like they've been doing. You know, because we have citizenship rights, but by that bill, the little crime bill that he passed, that allowed all of that. And this is why we're going through that. So I'm not telling y'all to vote for Trump. I'm just saying, know your history. And what, like I said, if y'all still be on the plantation, the old masters didn't give you the blanket, didn't give you the fat back, 50 lashes. New masters didn't gave you no more lashes, than simply the plantation. And gave you some education, and gave you some blankets, and gave you a stimulus. Just open your eyes. You know Biden's history. I ain't going to even front on Kamala Harris. Y'all saw Mississippi Messiah. I ain't going y'all saw the movie. I ain't going to go there. Because she was an HBCU, that's how she get credit for me, and I fight for HBCU, so I ain't going to diss on Kamala. But you know the history of Joe Biden. But listen, this is Jim the Underground Radio Network Show. I got my man Sean Law on the air. And I love it that he's on the air before I say goodbye to him. Hold on, Sean.
Hey, brother.
Where we go, one, we go all. And may God bless you everywhere. Go ahead, Ross.
Hey, I just want to say again, thank you. Thank you for all the guests. I just want to say thank you for all the guests that tuned in today and continue to support the show. Much love, Jimmy Lee. You got it. When you set it up, we will be there. I bring the whole team. Be on the show, man. Would love to be a guest on the Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Station Network. Until next time, y'all, it's about time for us to get out of here. So we're going to make that happen, Jimmy Lee, right?
Let's do it. We're going to make it
happen. Until then, I'm going to leave with the intro. All right, we out of here. There it is, y'all. See y'all next week. We out of here.
Yeah. You are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean Mac Daddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Serge Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit.
And you too deep.
Sean Ross. And you too deep.
Me, team.
Good.
Me. Mean team in the building. Mean team. Sean Ross. Mean team. Sean Ross. Mean team in the.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
All right, family.